climbing back from the fiscal cliff, now up to the House, after the Senate overwhelmingly approved a deal to sidestep big tax hikes and spending cuts. Joining us for more is Robert Shapiro, the chief architect of President Clinton's economic program and the former Undersecretary of Commerce. Happy New Year and good to have you with us, Robert.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, the biggest takeaway from this deal, no tax hikes for most Americans. Individuals making $400,000, couples making $450,000 will see their tax rates go up to the previous Clinton-era levels, which, of course, you would be familiar with. Democrats had wanted that number at $250,000. Republicans had thrown out the million-dollar number. Is this a good settling point, and is there really that much revenue to be gained here, do you think?
Well, there's $600 billion, between $600 and $700 billion in revenues over 10 years. That's not as much as the president wanted. That's about half of what the president wanted. But it's something. The fact is they'll come back to revenues in the next stage, and they'll probably get some more revenues. And they'll also get some, at least on the margin, entitlement reforms. You know, this is a process. We've been through this before. We take little bites at the big deficit apple, and over a couple years, we whittle it away. Then we tend to build it up again, usually with big tax cuts, and then we have to whittle it away again. But this was the same process we went through in the 1980s, the same process we went through in the 1990s.
Right, but I guess what is worrying people this time is that it is not directly coupled, in this agreement at least, with spending cuts. They're promising to do that, and it's going to be a whole big nasty political fight. But if you don't have the two hand in hand, can you have a balanced economy?
Well, from the point of view of the economy, there are really only two things that really matter in this whole big fight, at least in the short and medium term. One is, can the government take care of its business? Can it pull back from this fiscal cliff, pull back from these mindless sequester cuts, and take care of the basic business of the country? That's what the markets want to know. The truth is, from the point of view of the overall economy, whether the deficit is reduced through tax increases or spending cuts, the economy is pretty indifferent. The overall effect is essentially the same. What investors want to know, what the economy needs, is confidence that there's somebody in charge in Washington who can take care of basic business. And then the second thing, which is really important, is the debt limit. We have to raise the debt limit. And that will be the next big fight. And the political issue here is, can the Republicans hold the debt limit hostage for very large spending cuts? And the president is going to say, I'm not going to negotiate over the debt limit. This is the full faith and credit of the United States. And we'll see. That's going to be a political standoff. But a failure to pass the debt limit is really the single thing that Congress could do, which could do the most damage to an economy which looks like it's really beginning to come back now.
Well, and we are just nibbling at these issues, moving one into the other. This whole thing started with the debt ceiling talks, led to the fiscal cliff, now back to the debt ceiling talks. Robert Shapiro, thank you very much for joining us, and have a good new year.
You too. Anytime.
Thank you. Robert Shapiro, the chief architect of President Clinton's economic program, former Undersecretary of Commerce.